your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. It is time for the March Progressive Agriculture Foundation safety message here on KGLO. And joining us on the live line for our March update, Jana Davidson is on. Jana, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How about yourself?
I am doing great, Jana. It's good to hear from you here. And it's hard to believe we are already in the month of March. It started to get nice weather, and spring just feels like it's right around the corner, Jana.
It really does. We'll soon be out there getting ready to plant. Everything will be in bloom. It'll be very nice. I'm anxious to get to that point after this long winter.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are anxious to get to that point for sure. And, you know, as we start the month of March, something we should highlight here first off, I think, just because obviously with spring around the corner, spring planting is going to start up, a lot of activity around the farm, etc. Ag Safety Awareness Program Week going on March 1st through the 7th. Let's talk a little bit about that, Jana.
Sure. So I think in the past we've always focused around Safety and Health Week that we have in the so we always have a special week dedicated to farmer safety and health. But this is actually a newer week that is actually sponsored by the American Farm Bureau Federation. And the whole focus this year, with it being 2020, is on, you know, a safety vision, the vision of ag safety. So it's been really fun this week to kind of give some folks different safety tips, especially as we've mentioned, getting ready for that spring planting season. So we're not, you know, in the fall harvest, we really hit them a lot with the different tips, but here's some more relevant ones that are going on this week. So it kicked off on Sunday, and then the theme for Monday was on mental health, which I think is just a huge hot topic this year. I know you and I have chatted about this back in January, and again when we visited at Trade Talk in November. And we're trying to do something about it here with Progressive Agriculture Safety Days. And mm-hmm. we're working with Farm Credit, and we're working with one of the NIOSH Ag Centers in Omaha, Nebraska, to really tackle this subject and introduce this to our safety days all throughout North America. And our goal is to do it in, a fun, hands-on way, just like we do with any of our other safety and health topics. But our focus is going to be on, you know, identifying what stress is, having kids understand their emotions, and then also introduce some coping strategies, because I feel like if we can introduce these coping strategies at an early age, it's going to be a win-win for the kids later on in life. So that was the highlight Monday. And then moving on to yesterday, on Tuesday, we talked about transportation safety. And this is a unique one because a lot of us, I think, tend to think about transportation safety, you know, as the spring approaches, we're going to see a lot more equipment on our rural roadways. We're going to have to share the roadways. We're going to have to be patient. But we need to make sure that any vehicles that are utilizing those roadways, any equipment, they need to be that slow-moving vehicle emblem, that SMV emblem has to be on there, has to be visible. Mm-hmm. And we just need our equipment, those that are driving the equipment, to be aware, just as we are going to encourage our drivers, you know, to be aware as well. Nothing is that important that you need to get to that's going to injure yourself or somebody else on the roadway. So we took that approach, talking about that. But another thing that we don't want to neglect is on school bus safety. So our young ones that are on our school bus, you know, we want them to get to school safety, arrive home from school safety. And I'm still seeing more and more. I think I wrote an article last year about some of the incidents that were happening where we were seeing a lot of children killed or injured due to, you know, cars just passing by that school bus when the kids are trying to get on or off. I just saw about an incident here this morning in my home community here in Pennsylvania. So it's still an issue, and we need to make sure we slow down and give ample time to get to work or wherever we need to do and make sure we're stopping for that school bus. So that kind of highlights a little bit of transportation safety. And then today, the theme couldn't be more relevant, and that's weather safety. You know, we're all witnessing what just happened here in Tennessee and the devastating tornado. Just being in Nashville area last month, it's really hitting home. Wow, how crazy and how quickly bad weather can hit. So we're talking to folks today a little bit about, you know, getting that emergency kit in place if you do have an emergency, making sure we're not ignoring any of the warnings. When we do see the warnings that a tornado is coming or bad weather is approaching, we want to make sure we act on that. So some people, you know, they may think, well, there's been so many warnings and nothing's ever happened, so we're just going to ignore it. Well, mm-hmm. you don't want to take that chance. So we're trying to alert more folks to get those emergency plans in place, not only for their home and their family, but also their farm, because, you know, if an incident like this happens, there's going to be livestock and other key pieces that are going to need to be included in that plan. So, yeah. And then the next 2 days, we're going to look at confined spaces, which again is another big hot topic here in the ag community. Whether we're entering a grain bin, manure pit is another big area. We need to make sure that we're protecting ourselves, you know, have the appropriate PPE in place, make sure that we, you know, have tell somebody what you're doing. You should never be entering anything alone, or no one should not know that you're there, because if you don't arrive in a timely manner, we do need, you know, someone to go and help you out. So you should have a buddy nearby, or somebody to help with that. And then the last one also, it kind of ties into the whole wearing personal protective equipment and PPE, and that's farmer wellness. You know, we need to take care of ourselves. And that, again, going back to mental health, both our mental and physical well-being. So if we're not feeling well, we need to see a doctor. That doesn't just mean if we're not feeling well physically, but mentally, emotionally as well. I mean, this is stressful times, I think, that we're all feeling right now. Weather, economy, there's so many factors. And we just really need to take care of ourselves. So that total farmer wellness is very important. So again, if you want more information on any of these topics, we have been posting these on our social media channels. So our Facebook and Twitter pages is at PAF Safety Days. And then also you can always look for us on our website, progressiveag.org, or you can actually go and look for on the American Farm Bureau Federation's page, because they have a whole page dedicated and a kit that goes along with the different topics.
Well, a lot of great stuff there going on with this week, Jana, with Ag Safety Awareness Program Week. So appreciate you highlighting that stuff. I think let's... Sure. Let's change topics and let's look at something else here for the month of March. Looking at chemical safety, and I know that's always a big thing. You know, we think about our kids around the house, around the farm, you know, with all the different chemicals that are around the farm. You know, mm-hmm. those chemicals, they act pretty quickly. And I mean, so do kids too. I know that's the headline of your yeah. newsletter for this month. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Okay, sure. Well, we always say, you know, kids are curious. And, you know, sadly, here in the U.S., every day there's about 300 children between the ages of 0 and 19 that are treated in emergency rooms, and nearly 2 children die each day due to being poisoned. And that's from the CDC, that information. And so it's really important to highlight that March, the month of March, has a special week, March 15th through 21st, that's dedicated to National Poison Prevention Week. Our whole goal is to prevent poisonings from happening. So that means that ourselves as adults, as parents, we need to be very, vigilant on making sure that we're doing our part in keeping our children safe and keeping these chemicals out of their reach, whether that's around the home and we're putting, you know, medications, you know, up high out of reach or other chemicals, making sure we're securing with locks any chemicals around the farm. Because, you know, kids, we always say this, kids are so curious and they do act fast, and, you know, so many things could be prevented. So common mistakes that children might make are, you know, around, you know, things that we see in the day-to-day, our day-to-day household items. So some cleaning products, our mouthwash, different things like that may look like a popular sports drink that kids enjoy. Water is also a good one. You know, water, everyone thinks that they can tell what water is. It's clear, but rubbing alcohol, Clorox, there's so many different different things that, you know, look clear like water that can be very dangerous for you. My boss, Brian Cool, actually did an experiment where he was doing a chemical lookalike station, and that was the one that the kids got wrong most of the time, because his water, you know, I think they are on a well water, and it looks a little bit different. It's not real clear and pure like most people think water is, and most kids always went with that as being the chemical. So he really was able to trick a lot of people that way and really teach a valuable lesson in the process. So gummy vitamins and fruit snacks, now they look like gummy vitamins look like gummy bears and fruit snacks that kids are used to snacking on. So we want to make sure that we're keeping that out of the way. And there's just so many things around under the sink. I think the biggest one I have seen in recent years that's been a common lookalike are the Tide Pods or the dishwashing pods. A lot of kids get those confused with candy. They're very colorful. They look fun. And if they're, you know, have easy access to them, they're designed to dissolve instantly. And, you know, if kid just puts it in their mouth or licks it, it can be very detrimental. So we want to keep those out of their reach as best as possible. And then the last piece of advice I think I would give the listeners is to keep that poison control center number with you at all times. So program it in your cell phone or keep it in an easy to find location. And that number is 1-800-222-1222. It's a universal number. So wherever you're located, it is going to connect you with your local poison control center. And if you do feel, your child has ingested poisons, it's always a good number to contact. But I would always say it's also important to seek medical attention right away if you think it is pretty severe. But they are a great hotline there to help you along the way. And it's just a good number to have access to all the time.
Well, Jana, I know with chemical safety is one of the many things that you guys go over at Progressive Agriculture Safety Days for our youth throughout the country. And, of course, if folks want to learn more about those and learn more about what the Progressive Agriculture Foundation does, very easy to do that online, right?
Yes. Visit us at www.progressiveag.org. You'll see all of our information about who we are, what we do. You can take a sneak peek at our 2020 Safety Days because they're happening all over North America. Iowa continues to be our top state with hosting safety days for us. So this springtime, when we get busy with spring planting, we get busy with spring safety days as well. So we're excited to have our season well underway now for 2020.
And I know as well, Jana, if folks want to help out Progressive Agriculture Safety Days, they can donate as well, correct?
They sure can. We have figured out that it's about $13 to send a child to a safety day. And that is made possible thanks to our amazing sponsors. If you go on our website, you're going to see all of them because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without those sponsors. But, you know, the child gets, you know, that hands-on education. We train those coordinators that lead this effort for us. We provide T-shirts, take-home bags, year-round support for those volunteers. So, like, that is the value of about $13 a child. So if your child attends a safety day, or maybe you just want to give back, you want to pay it forward, and you think, well, this is a really good initiative, I want to keep kids safe, you can easily do that by sending another child on for $13. And you can do that right on our website. There's a Donate Now button. Or if you like to text, you can text the word Safety Day, all one word, to 44321, and that will get your donation started.
Well, Jana, we appreciate the time on our March Progressive Agriculture Foundation safety message here on KGLO. Thanks so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jesse.
Jana Davidson joining us from the Progressive Agriculture Foundation here on AM 1300 KGLO from the KGLO Farm Desk. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.